The thoughts and views on the following program are those of the hosts and guests and not necessarily of WMUN or Wolf Boom Radio. This is Connected with Lindsay Marie on 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, free streams on Alexa, say play WMUN, and replays available on WMUNMuncie.com. Search Connected. Now, here's Lindsay Marie.
Hey, hey, Muncie, Delaware County. Welcome back to Connected with Lindsay Marie. Happy Saturday, by the way, too. It's been a little minute, I've taken a little break, but now I am back and I'm super excited because, you know, this show is all about connecting you as my listeners with everyday people doing amazing things right here in this community. So that's what it's all about. And today I have the absolute pleasure of introducing you to Mr. Zion Strong.
Hello, hello. How you doing?
Yes, doing well, sir. How are you?
I'm doing good today, honestly. Yep.
I love it. Yep, I love it. You got that nice blazer on today. Our listeners can't see it.
Yeah.
And I'm going to make sure that we make a post with you in this blazer.
Let's do it.
Absolutely. Well, Zion, listen, you're doing a lot.
Yeah.
You're doing some amazing things. And you're just a young man out here getting it.
Trying to, honestly.
Yes. I mean, when you were brought to me, somebody was like, hey, Zion Strong, you know him? And I'm like, no, I need to know him. So, you know, the more they shared, I'm like, oh, man, I love this.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. And thank you for, you know, coming in and also being part of my vision and just spotlighting people like yourself.
Always.
Yes. So listen, I always like to make the connecting point before we dive in. But of course, you know, you are a young entrepreneur.
Yeah.
You're owner of Foreverlasting clothing brand, right?
Yep.
Oh my goodness. How long you been doing this?
Quite honestly, I've been doing this since January 23rd of last year.
Okay.
It was pretty much a plan with me and my father. We were going to collaborate this brand with my father's book, Back from the Shadows of Death. And we didn't get the chance to quite collaborate because he had later passed away in April of last year. But ever since then, we have definitely been a lot of different places, been at a lot of events and a whole bunch of stuff with that, honestly, man.
Yes. So
it's been a grateful experience, honestly. So,
Man, well, I am so grateful that you are just continuing forth.
Yeah.
In your father's legacy, too.
Yeah, trying to.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
And you're also, I mean, you've been doing some public speaking in the community.
Yep.
Look, I did my homework, Zion. I did my homework. My gosh, you're doing a lot. So, you know, we're going to dive into some more, but I always like to connect people with you, such as, you know, what high school did you go to?
Yeah. So, my first 2 years of high school, I went to Grand Prairie High School out there in Grand Prairie, Texas. Unfortunately, my junior year, I had to come back down here to Muncie with my family. Went to Muncie Central High School, and basically there I played varsity basketball all 4 years. Tore my ACL my junior year and my senior year. So, but it was definitely a grateful experience, and I'm proud to say I'm Muncie Central alumni. So,
Come on. Sorry about the ACL. That is major.
Yeah.
Doggone. Okay, so Muncie Central, when did you graduate?
Class of 2023. So
come on.
Just this last year.
Fresh out.
Yeah.
Hit the ground running.
Yep.
Yes. Awesome. Well, I always like to ask this question too. What would you say your favorite thing about being a Munsonian is? What's your favorite thing?
My favorite thing about Muncie is everybody is around here. There's different type of people, different type of environments of people, but Muncie loves their people. They're definitely there to support each other. They want to see each other succeed and excel in every situation as possible. So I love Muncie, quite honestly.
Yes.
I have many different plans. I would love to change Muncie and change a lot of stuff with Muncie, and I definitely believe Muncie will do a lot of great things in the future. So
come on. It's so neat when I do ask that question, and everybody that sits in that chair, they have a similar thread going throughout them. And that it's the connection of loving the people here, you know, and how you said, you know, people here seem to have that spirit of, you know, encouragement, right? I have felt that too growing up here.
Like, honestly.
You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
There is nothing that I feel like cannot be done, even though we're in this like small town, right? Smaller town. We got it all here. We got it all. And, you know, there's folks that are always going to be encouraging to you, help, you know, uplift you to that next space.
Yeah. Definitely. 100%.
Good stuff. Yes. All right. Well, listen. Like I said, I really did my homework and research on you, Zion. You've done a lot in, I mean, such a short time. I mean, you recently did the 'Twas the Night of Forever Lasting. That was at the YWCA. Tell me about that.
'Twas the Night of Forever Lasting. It was a event that I collaborated with the YWCA. We have gave back to over 50 families during the holiday season. It was different type of gifts, free food, and whole bunch of stuff like that. It was a great way to connect with the community and show the community that we were Forever Lasting is here for the community, and we love everything in the community. So,
come on. You said 50 families.
Yep, 50 families.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Yes, so you partnered in collaboration with the YW.
Yes, ma'am.
CA.
Yes, ma'am.
And got these families and you gave.
Yes, ma'am. That's all it's about.
Beautiful. That is what it's all about, isn't it? It is. And I saw a clip of you, too, once again, giving back. You were talking to, like, a gym full of students at the Unity Fest. What are some of the things that, like what's one of your favorite things that you were able to share with those students?
So, definitely. So, I got the experience. I was able to tell my business journey with Miss Jasmine Taylor. She definitely helped me a lot with this business stuff. So, we was all there surrounded by people in the community of the city of Muncie, different type of kids, and each and every one of us, we were just telling, I was telling them about how they can persevere through anything that life gives them, and they are forever lasting. And that's the motto for my brand, too, so it was definitely a great experience telling them about the story, how they can get over any trials and tribulations as well, so,
Come on. Come on, you're full of such knowledge, such wisdom. I mean, this is off the cuff question, but where do you get this? Like, because you're very, I want you to know something. This is not every young person. I'm around young people all the time. You're a rare gem. Where do you get it from?
Quite honestly, I had a great father, as you may know, goes by the name of Marlon Strong. I was around him 24/7, so he taught me lessons every time when we were talking, and whole bunch of stuff with that. And I honestly, I read a lot of books too. So I love books. So I'm a books junkie. So so definitely. So I love getting the information out of the books too. So
there's so much power in reading, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am. Definitely.
So much power.
Yes, ma'am.
Speaking of power, did you know that there's a show that comes on right before this? They are a radio book club. Our producer, he's right there, Mr. TC. He runs that. He's on that show. Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Shameless plug. Shameless plug to my listeners. Amazing. Yeah. Well, listen, before we wrap it up and go to break, I do want my listeners to know that after break, we're going to talk about something that you are in the somewhat beginning, middle stages of, you know, getting off the ground that's going to happen right here in Muncie. My gosh. But before that, let's I don't know, when you're in the classroom, I saw another clip of you in the classroom at Central. What are you sharing with those students?
So I was a part of a group at Muncie Central called Jobs for American Graduates. I'm connected with a team within them. I've been at different schools such as Newcastle, Nicetown, or I'm going to Nicetown and Muncie Central a lot. So I'm just in there telling them about how they can start their own business at a young age too, and let them keep going and not let anything go against them as well. So,
Come on, Zion. You're really putting some things out here that, you know, it's going to come right back to you. And that's not why you're doing it. Yeah. You're doing it because of the goodness that is with inside you.
Yes, ma'am.
So I love it. Listen, more from Zion Strong right after the break, right here on WMUN, The Talk of Muncie.
This is Connected with Lindsay Marie on 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, free streams on Alexa. Say play WMUN. Now, here's Lindsay Marie.
All right, we are back from the break. I am here with Mr. Zion Strong, young entrepreneur and owner of Forever Lasting LLC clothing brand. I mean, you are a public speaker. Yep. You're a life giver. Oh, yeah. You give life.
Yes, ma'am.
You do. And before we dive back in, off the mic, we were kind of talking a little bit about one of the things you're working on. Mm-hmm. You're a podcaster, soon to be.
Yeah, so with that, me and my first cousins on my father's side, we're coming together on the First Cousin Podcast. We're going to be on there telling childhood stories, telling about current events, even talking about financial literacy and stuff like that. So it's a lot of stuff. We watched a lot of Earn Your Leisure, too. So that was definitely an influence with that going on, too. So, yeah, so it's definitely coming. So
that's good.
Yep.
And these are topics that, I mean, you don't get to have in the classroom, mm-hmm. especially financial literacy. My gosh. Yeah. Like, I didn't start those conversations until I was like probably 25, mm-hmm. 25, 27. And yeah, it's much needed.
Yeah.
And to have someone like you speaking on the topics, like, come on.
Thank you.
Come on.
Thank you.
Awesome. So, all right, let's dive into just, I don't know, what really got you inspired to start Forever Lasting?
Okay, so Forever Lasting, like I said, it was supposed to be a collaboration with my father's book. We were going to collab that book with his movie and mm-hmm. stuff like that. But I also have another weird story. Well, not weird story, but overcoming story as well.
Love it.
So during my junior year of basketball, I was a real good basketball player. I had D2 scholarships. I used to be at a lot of exposure camps. And basically my junior year, I'm playing for Muncie Central with Chandler Thompson and stuff like that. And mm-hmm. at practice one day, I just tore my ACL. So going on with that, I'm like, man, what I'm about to do?
Yeah.
So senior year, I'm working my butt off. So I'm trying to go back to hooping. Next thing you know, first game I come back, tear my ACL right again. So I'm like, I don't want to have surgery again. I don't know what to do. Me, quite honest, I have a great relationship with God. Mm-hmm. I prayed about it. And God showed me that I always had a passion for crafts and doing fashion. So ever since then, I started my clothing brand and I had just wanted to tell people that they can overcome any situation, too. So that's where I got Forever Lasting. And through anything in life, you can persevere. You are Forever Lasting. So, yeah.
Zion, you're an incredible young man.
Thank you.
My goodness, I love that. Yep. And I want to talk about this sweater that uh-huh. you brought me.
Yeah.
I'm so honored. I'm hugging it right now. Yeah. They can't see me, but this has got your brand on it, your logo.
Yep.
And then Forever Lasting on the back.
Yep.
This is incredible.
Thank you. I appreciate you so much.
And done by you. Like, you did this.
Yes, ma'am.
Wonderful.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Listen, I'm honored to rock this. I'm going to take picture in it and post it.
Let's do it.
And tag you. This is awesome. I just want to say thank you
thank
for this.
You. Thank you.
Yes. Man, well, listen, so let's dive in. You kind of touched on basketball.
Uh-huh.
All right, let's keep talking about that because you have an upcoming something in collaboration with your business.
Yep.
What you got going on?
So upcoming, we have Battle of the Brands. This basketball tournament will be a collaboration with different type of clothing brands across the country. I have brands coming from Texas, Florida, New York, New Jersey, all that, Chicago even. And basically during this tournament, each clothing brand will be designing their own jersey. So we're going to be having a fashion show as well that Thursday, incoming event for the basketball tournament.
Yeah.
And we have a lot of high D1 players. Like, we have Jalen Posey. He goes to New Mexico State University right now. Savion Redd is a running back for Texas University that will be there. And even a hometown hero, as they may say, Reggie Bass, he will be there as well. So it's definitely going to be a great experience just to expose different type of brands and expose different type of athletes that are trying to come up as well. So it's definitely going to be a grateful experience too.
Amazing. Yep, and that's going to be right here in Muncie.
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
so
ma'am.
Listen, as we get closer, I know you're still working on things. I'd love to have you back on to talk about
Because
we love our basketball, okay? So we got to make sure folks know about this, come out and support, and I'd love to support you in that.
Let's
Yes, amazing. All right, so share with me, Zion. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, you have such a niche for people. Mm-hmm. You're great with people. Yeah. You don't meet a stranger, and I know that just based on meeting you today. my gosh.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about your setbacks. You spoke on one of them, but let's say that there's a young entrepreneur, you know, up and coming, listening right now, that is feeling discouraged.
Yeah.
What do you tell them?
It's the hurt don't last forever.
Yeah,
you are forever, so you are forever lasting. So that's what I gotta tell them. Everything is temporary. The hurt is going to be temporary every time. Just persevere. Keep going through. You got it.
And you've got it early. You've got it much earlier than I had it. Uh-huh. You know, now that I am in my, oh my gosh, I'm in my late 30s, Zion. But I've really. Come on, a high five. Yes. So I've learned that truly. The hard times don't last, right?
Yep.
You really do have to push through them and get through them as opposed to like running away from them or trying to get around them. The quickest way through it is truly through it, right?
Yep.
So I love that. You've gotten this at such a young age
and you
have no problem sharing it with those around you.
Yep.
Share a win with me. What would you say is a memorable success or milestone that you've achieved with Forever Lasting?
Quite honestly, just meeting connections right now, just learn how to talk to people and be able to let someone know that you, the stuff that you're trying to do, even being on this show right now, this is a great milestone. I feel like there's any opportunity I have to spread my story and my clothing brand is definitely the best opportunity for me. So
I love it, man.
Thank you.
I love it. So how can people, because we've been talking about the brand, we've been talking about it, how can they connect with you to maybe order or see what you have product-wise? How can they connect?
Currently, you can get on my website at www.forlastingb.com, and you can get on me on social media. It's the same thing, forlastingb, on Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook, all that stuff. So it's pretty easy to connect to me and my stuff like that. So we have a lot of stuff coming up here soon. So,
okay, amazing. Well, listen, we're at the 2-minute mark, and there is something that I want to just spotlight.
Okay.
All right. Like, I didn't tell you that I was going to read this, but I saw this post and it touched my heart, and I'm like, oh my goodness, I'm about to have this boy on my show. So I see this post, it says, "This kid needs a huge shout out. His name is Zion Strong and was kind enough to jump our car without hesitation. We got to talking and he's an entrepreneur trying to change lives one at a time. I feel like we made a new friend tonight and now these three are picking out a fish for Zion to take home." This is beautiful. Tell me about this.
It's a beautiful family. Me and my girlfriend, we were just driving one day and going to go to PetSmart, just chilling. And then we seen a family, and they needed to jump in their car. So, of course, I got out the car. I said, "Do you guys need help?" And I'm like, "Yeah, we can do it." So we got to chopping it up, talking about stuff with that, and definitely build a connection and a relationship, friendship for all. So it was definitely a grateful experience meeting them and even being able to do that. So
yes. Ah, that's so cool. You know, You are such a light. You're such a light.
Thank you.
I'm sure for so many that come into counter with you, because, you know, I'm just meeting you and you've made a big impact on me.
Thank you.
So, you know, I should have got you flowers for real, but this is a moment I'm giving you your flowers.
Thank you so much.
My gosh, what an incredible story.
Thank you.
Thank you for being a part of my vision.
Yeah, thank you.
I wish you the absolute best in future things. And we're going to keep in contact.
Yep, let's do it. Let's do it. And I appreciate you for allowing me to show my story on here as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, listeners, I hope you have enjoyed Zion. And as always, this is your show. I'm just holding the mic right here on WMUN, The Talk of Muncie.
This has been Connected with Lindsay Marie on 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, free streams on Alexa. Say, play WMUN, and replays available on WMUNMuncie.com. Search Connected. The thoughts and views on the preceding program were those of the hosts and guests, and not necessarily of WMUN or Wolf Boom Radio.